to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Robin.
And this is our very first episode of our podcast, Who Would You Do?
Where we talk about the fictional characters we would and would not do.
For our first episode, we decided that we were going to do the Batman universe. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting with the new Batman movie just having come out.
We got lots of good characters.
You saw the Batman movie, right?
Yep.
What'd you think?
I liked it, but I feel like my taste with comic book movies doesn't get too snobby. So, I think it was a solid movie, so I'm not going to sit there and, try to interpret all the finer points on, what the broader... it was a movie. It's fine. It's entertaining. I don't need to, sit there and pretend like it's Shakespeare. But I have a feeling of a different perspective.
Well, you know, if this were a movie podcast, I would sit here and pontificate about all the things that were wrong with it, but...
pontificate? Someone went to private school.
But instead, I think since our podcast is focusing more on who we would have sex with, obviously not the writer of this screenplay, we're that writer, a girl.
Just to, clarify. Not that
there's anything wrong with some of my best friends.
So we've got awkward homosexuality comments in the first 1 minute of our first episode. Great.
Alienated half of our audience. It means there's one person left listening.
Hi, Mom. Okay, so what's your history with Batman? The comics? You read the comics?
I have read a lot of the comics.
Okay.
I'm a pretty big fan.
The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. I read the Dark Knight Returns, Batman Year One.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great comics.
I assume you've seen all the movies.
I've seen all the movies, all the way dating back to the old Adam West movies.
Oh, jeez. How many of those are there?
There's a lot? There's one Adam West movie, but then there's a whole Adam West TV show.
Well, right, yeah.
Batman the Animated Series is, literally one of my all-time favorite TV shows.
I just rewatched that. Yeah, it's really good.
I just like it's like children's cartoons. It's literally just one of the best cartoons ever.
Yeah, it holds
for
up.
Adults too.
Yeah, I think it's Adventure Time is my new favorite cartoon right now. That's awesome for adults also.
The Batman cartoon is the only non-comedy cartoon that's a great adult cartoon as well.
Right.
That's a regular TV show.
Yeah, for little kids. And then, so I haven't read the comics, but I have seen all the movies, and I really liked the original animated series. And I also really liked Batman Beyond. I was really into that as a kid, where he's in the future. That's awesome.
That's, the one show that I probably watched very little of. They changed the costume, and I was not down with this. I'm real snotty about...
Yeah, but see, I didn't have cable.
What, it's not Bruce Wayne anymore?
He was there. He was old. He had a dog. But no, I didn't have cable. And so with my five channels my TV was getting, two of them sometimes had children's programming. And at some point, I watched all the programming on those last two channels. And so Batman Beyond was sometimes on those. Maybe it was Saturday morning cartoons. So I ended up watching all of those.
Well, us private schoolers.
That's right, with our cable TV.
Us private schoolers, we get our little cable TV. We have... the world at our fingertips.
Oh no, Batman's costume changed.
Oh no, I'll have to watch a different channel. Wonder what's on HBO.
Nothing children appropriate.
Alright, so I guess we should, get to the point of our show.
That's right.
Who we would have sex with.
In the Batman universe.
I guess might as well start off with the big guy himself.
Mm-hmm.
Batman.
I thought you were going to say Bane, but I guess Batman's pretty big also. okay, so Batman. Now, of course, everything in this show has got to have a disclaimer saying we know that none of these fictional characters would ever like to touch our naked bodies because they have each other to look at. But everything in this show is going to be going with the hypothesis that for some reason they do want to.
I'm basically just a hostage that they execute to just make examples to the other hostages. Right. That's what my role would be were I in any of these movies. They wouldn't be having sex with me. No. They would just murder me. See what happens.
My role would be happens. Selena Kyle has her friend. I'd be like the friend's boring library friend. That's who I'd be in the Batman universe. Sometimes she's seen on the bus wearing round glasses.
I don't think you should be hanging out with that riffraff.
No, I don't know. Don't do that. Go to college. I'd also be murdered immediately. Any rock comes, like one person has to be crushed under it. But
you obviously didn't learn when we killed that fat man. We needed to kill her too.
She was just too tall. Okay, so Batman.
Also, you know, there's a lot of different Batmans.
Right.
Know, I don't know if like
they're all pretty sexy.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, Val Kilmer creeps you out a little bit as Batman.
Maybe
or
now.
Or Michael Keaton. Was
he's
just,
really
like,
put on some pounds,
too
Val
funny.
Kilmer.
Like, I mean, let's just say, since the new Batman came out, we're talking Christian Bale.
Okay.
Batman.
Okay. Well, I don't think I can really be down with any Batman because he has too many personal issues. I feel like he's definitely someone that cries after or during sex or both. Like, he just is too fucked up. First of all, he has a terrible childhood, which is not his fault, but also, I don't need to get attached to that terrible childhood. I'm not attached to it now. Also, okay, here's the thing, is that everybody else who's super famous in comic books, like Superman, Spider-Man, most of the X-Men, like, have someone that they really care about, that they're in love with, or they go through, like, many serious relationships, and Batman never really does. Like, he has his people that he's interested in. He, like, pops out a baby with that, you know, Talia chick. But
in the comics.
In the comics, right. But he doesn't really seem to care about any of them at any time, so I don't think I could, like, also...
What about Rachel Dawes? He was very attached to
well,
Rachel Dawes.
Well, let's just, like, acknowledge that that's not real, you know? But no, my ultimate thing about Batman is that, like, he's also... You're not just dealing with Batman, you're dealing with Bruce Wayne. And Bruce Wayne is a staunch Republican and super conservative, so I would not get along. Like, he's obviously against tax hikes and
poor
people.
Is he a staunch Republican, or is his character just a staunch Republican?
I mean, I guess you can, like, split hairs there, but I still feel like, just like
all
So
what you're saying is... Superhero, not superhero, Republican, you're not having sex with them.
Absolutely. No, you don't get raised, like, 10 miles away from San Francisco and Berkeley to be associating with any Republicans. Yeah, like, he'd come over to your place and, like, spend the night and be like, oh, like, I was just gonna leave all my towels, like, on the ground. Is your butler gonna get them? Like, no. Go pick them up yourself. Like, Batman can't iron a shirt. Like, he's just sitting there letting Alfred clean his shit. Alfred's, like, decrepit and old.
And playing, like, dress-up every
right,
day.
Right, right, right.
He's just a child that just grew up and kept playing stupid costumes.
Who do you think bleaches that fucking disgusting rubber that's getting all sweaty? Like, he takes that off, it's gonna make a horrible pile. Alfred has to deal with it in, like, an hour, in a turnover. Batman, I don't think so. Okay, so that's the big one for Batman obviously, but the big one for the girls is definitely Catwoman. So where do we land on Catwoman, her many different varieties?
Man, you know, it's such a interesting question that I feel like the answer sort of changed for me. It's like, well, right off the bat, Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman was my first boner. Like, when I was a little kid and I saw that movie, I learned I was into S&M.
I feel like that's something terrible about your future relationships. That the Tim Burton costume is your first boner.
Well, yeah, like I don't know what does that say about me, that, like, the first person I was... But who wasn't attracted to Michelle Pfeiffer?
I mean, I was into it, and I was an 8-year-old girl.
And, you know, I have to think about, like, Anne Hathaway. Like, I remember when I first saw the pictures leaked from the set, thinking, like, oh, God, that looks terrible. But she had all the sass...
Yeah,
all,
she killed
like,
it.
She was, you know, she was pretty hot in the movie.
She also, from my, like, intense feminist
saucy.
Viewpoint, like, didn't sell out as, like, a dumb bitch, which is really hard to do when you're, like, in spandex and have big tits. And she, like, actually had, like, some legitimacy, so I give her a thumbs up for that.
Now, that being said, and I warn, like, the four people out there that haven't seen this movie yet... I don't know if I could ever have sex with someone who locked me in a cage with a wild beast of a man who broke my back. I don't know if I could come home and be like, I forgive you. Let's have some makeup sex.
But the American economy is crushed, and she was in debt. So you deserve to die, Benny?
A lot more my type is maybe, like, the quiet reserve secretary type, who may have been bitten by a couple of radioactive cats and now murders people. I don't know. At least she's not, like, a liar about it. She's like, I am going to rob and maybe kill you.
I'm very crazy. Do not trust me. Yeah.
But again, you know, going back to... None of them would have sex with me.
Also, I want to hear Anne Hathaway's problem. Because, like, she's like... Like, oh, when you've had to do what you were forced to do, they won't let you do what you want to do. Like, excuse me, Anne Hathaway, what exactly happened in that childhood that you had to steal diamonds?
Also, Anne Hathaway's Catwoman was based on, like, the Catwoman from the Dark Knight Returns comic books.
Okay.
And the Catwoman from the Dark Knight Returns comic books, I'm pretty sure I'm correct when I say this, was also a prostitute.
Hmm.
And that freaks me out a little bit, too. Like I said, Michelle Pfeiffer, quiet little reserve secretary, maybe had sex with Bruce Wayne, who's had sex with...
And possibly Jim Carrey.
Different movie.
Right. Yeah. Okay,
no Catwoman
fine,
in that
fine,
one.
Fine.
Ouch.
Big. Well, maybe he was also there, lying in wait.
Maybe she did have sex with Jim Carrey. We don't know. We have to ask her, but still, I'd rather have sex with someone that had sex with Jim Carrey instead of a bunch of random dudes from Gotham City.
But they're all senators, probably. Remember, that's who she like kind of like slutted it up with.
She
I guess
high,
they hinted
she was
at it.
High class.
Yeah,
I did a little parenthesis marks right there.
That's right.
Gotham City senators.
Yeah.
I don't want my dick anywhere near where a Gotham City senator's dick has been. I'm sorry.
So Michelle Pfeiffer over Anne Hathaway. But we give our props to Anne Hathaway.
I gotta give it to Anne Hathaway. She was great, but Michelle Pfeiffer,
yeah.
You stole my heart when I was a kid. You're like the Demi Moore to my Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we forgot about Halle Berry.
I think everyone forgot about Halle Berry.
All right. Okay, so those are the biggies.
Okay, so next, you know, we did Batman, but Batman's partner in crime, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like Robin and Robin, there's like the cute little thing right there.
Oh my god, our wedding invitations.
Robin, come to Robin and Robin's wedding. It's gonna be fabulous.
Apparently gay.
Robin and Robin's.
Well, I've actually gone dressed for Halloween as Robin.
Robin from Batman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty
as
cute.
As like a joke thing?
What do you mean as a joke?
Because you're Robin?
As a hilarious pun? Did you just imply that I wasn't aware of that pun before I made the costume for my hand parts? Yeah, I went as that. And it was actually infuriating because every, I'd say 3 minutes, I was in San Francisco, some random drunk guy would be like, hey, where's your Batman? And I'd be like, I don't want to respond to this. Where's your Batman? Oh, we can have sex now. That was a hilarious comment. But no, and for Robin in general, I have to be honest, but I think that he would maybe be the one guy that I'd actually go out with, like in the universe, because he seems responsible. He seems like he wouldn't cheat, wouldn't fuck you over. He'd be a good boyfriend. He'd be like the only good boyfriend. So yeah, I think I'd be down with Robin. He's slightly less in danger than Batman. I don't know if that's true. But yeah, definitely Robin. And plus,
just ready to just give it up to Robin.
Oh, definitely. Well, what's his face from the last movie? What's that actor? Yeah,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah. Oh, he's such a cutie.
Again, for those of you still listening to the podcast that haven't seen Batman yet, they allude to Joseph Gordon-Levitt being Robin.
No one's downloading a podcast named Batman that hasn't seen this movie.
That's a good point.
But, yeah, oh, he's so cute. And I've been in love with him since he was on Third Rock from the Sun.
Just my relatives.
With his long hair, oh yeah, I was real into him because he knew science, and he had a girlfriend that was really bitchy and knew science, so he'd probably be into me, and I was like, yeah, aliens. Okay, so Robin's done, so now, I guess we're still on the current movie, so what about the, Miranda Tate character, the Talia, I don't know how to say her name, Talia
Miranda
something.
Tate.
Talia al Ghul.
Talia al Ghul.
Foreign name.
You have a lot of trouble with foreign names,
Robin. I have a lot of foreign names.
Okay, Robin, so by the way, doesn't know her boyfriend's name.
I mean, I like know of the concept of it. I don't know how to make my mouth say those. She doesn't know how to
say it appropriately.
That's fine. It hasn't caused any problems yet. Okay, so where did we come down on?
All right, so Miranda Tate, Talia al Ghul.
Right. Yeah, that's sexy.
Well, you know, being that she stabs him in the gut,
Well, Batman kind of gets fucked up by all the hot bitches that he's interacting with.
She deceives and then stabs him. Mm-hmm. But she is a billionaire, and that goes a long way. I'm kind of on the fence for this one.
You definitely sue her.
If I survive that stabbing, she's into me for a lot of money. That is a good point.
Okay, here's my
Why
thing.
Why can't she just be happy? She has all this money. Got out of the prison.
Like, don't care that much about your dad. Like, okay, when my dad dies, I'm not gonna, like, spend the rest of my time practicing law and writing poetry. I'll be like, alright, you just go. Rest in peace, daddy.
I'm not gonna lead the revolution of South Florida optometrists. My father passed away. It was my calling to be an optometrist, and I must protect the eyes like he did.
No, that really says something more fucked up about you not moving on from your childhood. Okay, here's my question. So Miranda Tate, well, Talia, her whole backstory in the movie is that she, like, it wasn't actually Bane that was trained and, like, was amazing and escaped. Like, she was the one that was amazing and escaped, the only thing that Batman can do. And she got trained by her father, who's the best, who trained Batman and trained Bane. And then you have this fight between Batman and Bane, and they're both, like, in the midst of, like, huge, like, AK-47s and fucking tanks shooting things. They're, like, keeping to their martial arts. And they're like, oh, we're legit. We, like, care about martial arts so much. Like, this is the only thing that's important, is being true and keeping to martial arts and not using weapons. And then Talia, who has it in her blood, just takes out a fucking blade and stabs him and doesn't even give him like a high kick.
Yeah, she's a bitch.
She's How do you get there? That makes no sense.
Let me just tell you what I've learned from this movie. Women do not play fair.
Right, because Bane's so nice and fair, right?
He's a little more fair than Catwoman. When Bane kind of made things fair, like locked up a cage.
And whoa. Catwoman had a lot of debt, okay? And she came from a poor family, so she deserved to murder people. Josh is nodding right now.
Catwoman and the rest of the 99%.
So you'd be down with Miranda Tate.
I just want to, before anyone burns down my house and murders me, I am one of the 99% as well, just to be clear. So on your guys' side, just making a joke for like five people out there. What were we saying?
So you're down with Miranda Tate?
No, well,
because she's a billionaire
and a woman.
And a woman, just in general.
And has a vagina.
It's gonna really take away the point of this podcast.
This whole podcast. Like, well, she's got one leg and she's 300 pounds, but there's a vagina. And you know how us men are. No, I'm not like it. No, screw Talia.
Okay, so Talia's out. Yeah,
definitely
she's
out. I've learned a lot, and one major thing I've learned is girls with daddy issues, not girls I want in my life.
Especially murdering daddy issues.
Just daddy issues at all. All right, so it's your turn again. Oh, one other thing, just because I'm going to move to this character right now,
right,
Bane.
Right, okay.
Like, one thing I just want to say that's kind of pissed me off about Bane in the movie is Bane was, like, for the whole, like, most of the movie, like, this super, like, mega genius guy who was supposed to be, like, born in the prison and raised. And then at the end, it's like, oh, it wasn't him. He's just still, it was all these things, and now he's an idiot.
Right.
And it's like, oh, yeah, I love her. I love you, Talia.
I murder everybody because you're so hot.
And I pretended that I was a genius
and
somehow.
We'll never be together because we're going to explode yourself.
And then Catwoman just, like, rides her motorcycle and shoots him. Why didn't someone else just shoot Bane?
Right, yeah.
Fuck Bane.
I want to know what the ad said for casting that character. Like, you must look like a tough boy but also, like, the little kid that turned out to grow into Talia, but also be a super sexy girl that everyone wants to fuck later on in the movie. But when everyone looks at you and has told your boy, like, yeah, that's a dude, that's definitely Bane. But then you're like, ooh, yeah, I'd fuck that little girl dude with short hair.
What? I would fuck that little girl dude with short hair.
Because she turns into that super hot girl. She escapes when she's like 15.
When she turns into the super hot... No, she wasn't 15. That wasn't a 15-year-old girl. When
she
escaped?
How old was she?
No, she was like 7.
No.
It's a good thing you're not a boy. You're a pedophile.
Okay, so Bane. I hate Bane. I mean, as far as, like, a romantic love interest, he's stupid. And obviously, Talia would never love him. In the comics, she hates him, and her father wants her to marry Bane. And she's like, no, I love Batman, who's obviously a better choice than Bane. I mean, Bane is, first of all, an idiot in the movie with Poison Ivy, and he's just, like, the worst, and he's so gross. I don't...
So, would you take this Bane over Poison Ivy Bane?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Poison Ivy Bane. And then also, is the implication that Poison Ivy Bane... and Bane are fucking in that movie? Or is it he's so stupid, he seems like he couldn't even be interested in a woman?
It seems like he's so stupid that he was the guy who greenlit that movie.
Batman, good.
No, so he's terrible. I take this Bane can, like, form a full sentence, so yeah, you have to take him. But no, he's just, like, a frat brother who took, like, a couple of bad terms. Like, if you took Bane... put him in Miami on the weekend and put an Ed Hardy shirt on him, no one would, like, notice that he's still out of place. Like, he's so annoying. He couldn't even think of a clear message for his terrorism plots in this movie.
He's just like the 99% without their messages.
Can you do the Bane impression? I can't do it.
Oh, Batman.
That's weird.
Oh, Batman.
Oh, that's better, yeah. Oh.
I'm here to be Gotham's Reckoning. I'm the Reckoning.
The whole movie was a conversation between two people you couldn't understand.
How stupid was it when Batman was, like, in the hospital visiting Gordon, and he was, like, with the ski mask, but, like, still doing the voice? I know it's just a thin piece of cotton fabric, but...
Did anyone else... Did you think of this... Also, I thought it was funny, there's that moment... where Batman is with Catwoman, and then, like, he turns around and Catwoman's gone. He's like, so that's how it feels like.
Right.
Were you thinking to yourself, like, why didn't he just say that in his normal voice?
Yeah, but then, like, the whole theater was like, ha, 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 ha. You know, whatever. They loved it. It was annoying. So, yeah, no, definitely not.
It's Chris Nolan Batman. They loved it before they walked in the theater.
Okay, so now moving back to the further movies, what about the blur of Katie Holmes and Maggie Gyllenhaal, Rachel character?
So something I think is really funny about the Batman movies is if you were to put them all back to back as, like, one movie.
But you mean all the three?
Yeah, I'm saying if you...
Or all of them?
The three Chris Nolan, okay. But... mainly just the first two.
Right.
But if you combine them all and made them one long movie, mm-hmm. like one third of the way through the movie, Rachel Dawes' face melts. Just like...
No, they're actually coming out with a web series where that's explained. Yeah, she just... It's a little bit of acid pours on her face, and she's just a little bit fucked up.
Is that a real thing, or is that... That okay?
No. Just a little bit of acid.
I got real excited about this web... I really am into web series, and that sounded exciting to me. Where they... Like, a tiny little web series explanation.
It's like an acid, like, spray bath. Just
bad collagen injections just into her cheeks. It puff and then melt. No, you know, I feel like Maggie Gyllenhaal gets a hard rap. I think she's an attractive girl. I think people are too hard on her.
No, I mean, she's definitely, like, if you put the two of us next to each other at a party, like, I don't think that she'd be, like,
saying if
or
I'm dating Maggie Gyllenhaal,
you're doing pretty good.
I'm not complaining, and people are impressed.
But that's the whole thing, is that I feel like in, like, the U.S., we have this big saying of just, like, if you just work hard and dream hard enough, you can get anything you want. And that, like, they put Maggie Gyllenhaal as, like, leading actress, just so that's technically true for little girls that aren't super hot.
They should have kept Rachel Dawes alive and then cast Sarah Jessica Parker as her in the third movie. So she could have just gotten, like, progressively uglier, but still quietly be considered attractive by the mass public.
Yeah. Also, I liked how in this movie there was a picture on his nightstand with, like, that was holding, like, the diamond thing or the pearls that Catwoman stole of Maggie Gyllenhaal. And it's like, oh, all right, so that picture was taken very recently before her death. Like, you could have gone with Katie Holmes on that, I guess. Like, from her childhood. All right, so yes, you like the character. I mean, she's a pretty solid character, right? She's like a lawyer or something. Mm-hmm. She had her shit together. Batman loved her mysteriously for no reason.
Mysteriously for no reason.
Like, oh, this average girl I can't get over.
She knew me.
When I was 5, which is the only thing that's important to me.
She's pretty much the only girl I have contact with. So, basically attracted to her.
These goddamn comic book artists didn't write any other girls.
I essentially am a man that just got out of prison. I'm pretty hung up on her. Then later I meet 2 other girls and I fall for both of them.
You'd
too.
Be surprised at how few bitches Alfred can connect me with. It's very desperate.
It's, you know, when you really think about it, it's like I was with Rachel a bunch. Then she died. I locked myself up. Met 2 other women.
And was fine with both of them.
And was pretty much okay with both. One of them was a murderer and the other one was a thieving prostitute.
If both of them died, I guess probably the next woman I met would be fine with.
The next woman I met would pretty much, I mean, one of these women literally locked me in a cage with a man who broke my back. And I basically married her at the end of the film.
And if the one that had stabbed me was okay with me hanging around, I probably would have.
Had she not died in that car accident, we could have had a nice little menage a trois thing going on.
That would be terrible. That's why you don't sleep with Batman. That's why I was correct.
Batman is desperate.
He's terrible.
That's why you could sleep with Batman. You could have been the 4th girl he met, Robin. You could have had $1 billion.
Something terrible is going to happen to me.
I can't be with you, Robin, because something terrible will happen to you because of who I am.
Okay, so we're down with the Rachel character.
So Rachel, yeah, I'm down with both Rachel characters. I'm more down with the first Rachel character minus the Scientology stuff.
Now she's fucking left, man.
Oh yeah, she's no longer part of Scientology. Well, that freaks me out too, that she's all just like just took Tom Cruise for all he got, used him.
She did not use him. She got duped.
You think she got duped?
Yes.
I don't know. That whole world is all retarded.
Okay, that's true. Yeah, we should not.
Not retarded, stupid.
Even.
Offending, just slowly offending our audience. All our retarded audience.
Yeah, you already said that if someone weighs 300 pounds and has one leg, they're disgusting, so.
No, I said I would have sex with them. And then I recanted that. If they had a good personality.
They could talk about Batman to me.
Because that's the kind of guy I am. Okay, so my turn to ask you someone. Let's go with, how about Two-Face?
Okay, yeah, because we're kind of done with the current movies. We think yeah, we so, blasted through them.
So, did we do the Joker yet also?
Oh, no, we didn't do the Joker.
Well, I'm going to give you a twofer. I'm going to let you do the Joker and Two-Face. So we got Two-Face.
Okay, so Two-Face, my thing with Two-Face is, what do we think Two-Face's dick looks like? Like, what's happening in that situation? Is it just, because the straight line seems to be maintaining, is that, and then does he, like, try to fuck you harder with that one side of his dick?
Well, is it just his face that's messed up? Well, I guess
it's everything. It's his hands and everything.
Oh, because there's, like, the whole side of his mm-hmm. body.
Yeah.
So, what I'm curious is, like, can half your dick get fucked up and the other half stay okay?
That's for sure. I mean, yeah, it would, like, half of it would be that purple garbagey grossness.
And then, well, we're talking Tommy Lee Jones purple garbagey Two-Face.
Right. I don't think a burned situation would be good, which is in the Dark Knight. But yeah, so that's terrible. And then also, and just in general, I don't like I don't get Two-Face's shtick, right? Because the thing is, like, I'm half good and I'm half bad and my coin decides, right? But, like, if you murder half the number of people you want to murder, you're not half good and half bad. You're a terrible 100% bad murderer. That's a terrible decision. You don't get to justify it and say that you're good half the time. So, yeah, I feel like that's terrible. Just, yeah, you're the worst. I don't want half of my vagina being burned. So yeah, no on Two-Face. Even though he did have a sweet devil girlfriend and angel girlfriend in that movie, played by Drew Barrymore. Mysteriously.
Okay, so the Joker.
Okay. So I would say yes to the Joker.
Yes to the Joker.
Right, okay, here's why.
Wow.
I just really appreciate that he is a successful entrepreneur. He, you know, is a self-made man. He employs lots of people. He keeps Gotham afloat.
He's into comedy,
right? He'd totally come to my sets, and he'd get all his goons to come. Holy shit, I could be famous. He'd be like,
and God forbid you don't laugh.
Right.
God forbid you don't laugh.
Hey, Joker, I have a show at Flappers. They say you to bring 10 people who you should buy 2 drinks when you get any time. No problem, honey. I can't do a Joker. So yeah, the Joker, the only thing that upsets me about the Joker, and this is going to lead me into your next question, is the fact that he is dating Harley Quinn, because her voice is so high that I feel like she had to be raped at least 10 or 11 times under the age of 10
that, or 11. That's why you have a high voice, because you've been raped that's, 10
when
or 11.
Your voice is like this, and you're Harley Quinn. Yes, you've just been raped so much. Everyone knows that. Dr. Drew taught me, listening to Loveline, that if girls talk in an elevated voice, which is why I have a masculine voice, because I have never been touched that way.
Still yet to be touched that way by anyone. Harley Quinn. You know, I'm so torn on Harley, because I kind of like Harley.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first sight, I'm like...
Well, she laughs at jokes, which is your number one criteria.
Like, that is... You win my heart by laughing at my terrible jokes. My awesome jokes.
Awesome terrible jokes.
My awesomely terrible jokes. She's cute. She seems like she's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, like, I would meet her and be like, hey, I'm not going to marry this girl, but I really, really, really want to have sex with her.
Right,
and this
right,
is a
right.
show about who we want to have sex with.
And she would not demand anything of you. She's not, like, yelling at you, saying you didn't call her back.
Right?
She has terrible self-esteem.
Plus, I could really get used to being called Mr. J. I've always kind of wanted to be called Mr. J, and dating Harley Quinn could be my opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that, like... immediately after having sex with Harley Quinn, I'm going to be like...
She's crying the whole time, first of all.
Really? I don't picture that.
Maybe psychotic laughing.
More psychotic laughing, which I can get into. Crying is really where I draw the line.
Okay, here's my question. Do we know what Harley Quinn's hair looks like?
Yeah, she's a blonde. I'm pretty sure she's a blonde.
Yeah, I'm looking that up now. Yeah, okay, so she does. She has... So, under her little cappy things is blonde pigtails.
Can I see?
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, no, Harley's pretty hot. I would definitely have sex with Harley.
Here's another
and
question.
Then regret it, but then do it again later when I don't think anyone's paying attention.
Right. Yeah. No, she'll definitely... You could, like, text her at 3 and she'll be like, I'll be right
back. Yeah, she's like at 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. text message.
She always comes up... But here's my other question is...
That's horrible. Stuff we're saying.
About
how we're treating... No wonder she turned out so rotten.
She's dating the Joker. You treat her better than Joker.
Do I treat her better than the Joker?
You absolutely would.
The Joker calls her and brings her around.
No, he's terrible to her. But, okay,
He includes her in things. should Carly be like, what are you doing, Josh? Oh, I'm going to a movie. I would invite you. It's going to be too late. The Joker would be like, we're going to go kill Batman.
Right.
You want to come?
No, okay. My other question about Harley Quinn is, did she get her own clown fantasy on her own, or did she just develop it because she was with the Joker?
I don't know. I think, in the Tim Burton Batman movie, I don't know if it's supposed to be Harley Quinn, that girl, but he does have that blonde girl that follows him, and he turns her into, like, a Joker.
Yeah.
So the Joker probably did it to her.
Decided.
She's got some Stockholm Syndrome going on.
Right. Yeah, no, that's
serious
creepy.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Okay, so Harley Quinn is like, yeah, I mean, she's, I feel like she'd be fun. I would love to go shopping with Harley Quinn. She would, like, tell you you look sweet in all your outfits.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my next one, I think I'll do one more for you, and then you can give me one more, and then we'll jump into our last segment.
All right.
So let's go Penguin. Let's jump out of the realm of Christopher Nolan Batman and into the world of Tim Burton Batman, okay. The Penguin. I mean, I feel like it's an obvious no.
Yeah, no, poor Penguin. No one's ever going to be touched for, him.
You're so appearances. You're just so bad at it. You just won't give him a chance. You won't learn Oswald Cobblepot. How do you say his name? Oswald Cobblepot. Just, you won't give Oswald a chance.
You just asked me so you'd set me up and be mean to me. No, the Penguin is disgusting. No,
I would have sex with Maggie Gyllenhaal. You should have sex with the Penguin.
I'd have sex with Jake Gyllenhaal. 100%. The Penguin is set and he smells terrible. Like, he just... And I don't even like penguins. Penguins are the sneakiest animal at the zoo. Everyone thinks they're so cute for being in tuxedos, but...
That March of the Penguins movie made, like, more money than Titanic.
penguins are the worst. I hate penguins. I don't have time to go into why I hate penguins here, because it makes no sense, but I feel very passionate about it.
Well, I guess if you hate penguins so much, I really won't hold it against you.
No.
That you won't have sex with a web-footed...
Yeah, you know, and a pokey umbrella.
Plus, you have the whole height thing.
Right. No, it'd be like Monopoly Man. Like, For those of you
that don't know what Robin looks like, she's 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm. I'll save the listeners from a description of your physical appearance.
Spare them. Basically the penguin.
Okay.
The penguin were sexy.
No, I could never do penguin. I do Riddler because his costume is nice and skin tight. He seems very confident in his body image. But I think that wraps it up for the ones I care about. So what about the last one? What about Batgirl?
Batgirl. I'm like... I think she's... Obviously, she's always very attractive. She's always very in shape.
Mm-hmm.
She's... sort of a good girl, but like, how good is a girl that goes out and beats people up? My big problem, the only reason I have to say no,
it's because she's in a wheelchair.
Well, she's eventually in a wheelchair. not when she started out.
Right, okay, sorry.
Again, you're judging me. I would date a girl in a wheelchair as long as the wheelchair thing happened while we were dating, because I obviously couldn't just break up with someone because they ended up in a wheelchair.
Okay, so wait, what's the one reason that you'd be hesitant against Batgirl?
Well, her dad is Commissioner Gordon,
mm-hmm.
and I smoke way too much pot to have a police commissioner anywhere near me at any time. No police commissioner. Yeah, I don't want her dad walking up my crib, walking around, just investigating, sneaking around, what's going on, who's my daughter dating. Plus, I don't think she would be cool with it.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy might be cool with it. I bet Poison Ivy could cook me up some mean.
But does she want you, like, hurting the plants, though? She probably wants you to, like, just let the buds sit there on the plants.
Yeah, no, forget Poison Ivy. But I couldn't trust any weed she gave me anyway.
No,
it's laced with poison. All right, so for our final segment of the show, mm-hmm. we talked about this. Thought it would be fun to do a murder, marry, fuck with three characters.
Right.
I feel like you've got some good ones saved up for me. Mine. Somewhat underwhelming, so I feel like I'm going to go first and save your best for last. Let's see. So what I came up with, I went older, more esteemed, gentle, old school. I went Lucius Fox, Commissioner Gordon, and mm-hmm. Alfred.
So we have all, first of all, citizens and law-abiding. We don't have any crazy bullshit.
All law-abiding citizens of Gotham out there to do good. Mm-hmm. They're all employed.
Mm-hmm.
They're respectful. Reliable. Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing movie or overall or
Oh, like, are you trying to just...
Like, the actors from like, the movie?
Forget the... It's just Lucius Fox.
Just the characters.
Like, older gentleman.
Right.
And runs the company for Batman, invents his weapons, talks like Morgan Freeman.
Is Morgan
Freeman. Narrates the Shawshank Redemption.
And March the Penguins. Well, he likes those penguins, so...
And March of the Penguins.
Minus one.
Commissioner Gordon, you know, you could have, like, the... You could, if you... You know, whichever is your favorite version of each of these, you know, I want to even it out. Like, if you like the Batman the Animated Series Commissioner Gordon, who's, like, tall and gruff and, like, looks like he knows how to take control of his woman, you can have that Commissioner Gordon.
Okay, I got my answer. So, first of all, I want to say, minus the situation, I am interested...
I'm just going to jot something down. I have my prediction.
Okay. I'm interested in whatever the fuck Alfred looked like when Batman was, like, 5 years old. Like, was Alfred, like, going out and, like, fucking bitches? Was, like, the Wayne Manor, like, in full operation? He was, like, working part-time and, like, looking real handsome?
Pretty sweet crib to bring girls back to.
Right? Yeah, although, like, knowing, like, fucking Bruce Wayne, he probably has some tiny-ass little, like, sad little servants' corners.
What are you talking about? Bruce loves Alfred. Mop.
Yeah, but he makes them pick up his shit. Hire one other servant. You're a billionaire. One other servant to do the dirty work. So I'm interested in young Alfred, but as they are, I'd have to say definitely marry Lucius Fox because I only date scientists as is. That's my like general rule. And we could definitely talk about research and like what kind of engineering he used to develop those weapons.
And he looks similar to your dad.
Well, let's just ignore how that happened. And fuck you. I would, just because of his age, kill Alfred, and then I would do Commissioner Gordon, just so I could develop a horrible, hostile relationship with Batgirl.
Okay, well, check this out, who That's called it famous. Exactly.
Alright, good. That means you have to think of harder ones for me.
I do have to think of, well, I actually...
That's really good, though. They're all law-abiding.
There was, you know, all older gentlemen, all law-abiding. I thought maybe you'd feel like Alfred would really take care of you, and
how much is he raking in a year? How much? What's his salary?
He is the singular employee of the Wayne household.
30,000.
No, come on.
No benefits.
Dude, he inherited the mansion.
And then he had to give it to orphans.
You would live in the mansion and not have to deal with Batman.
Alfred seems pretty caught up about Batman's life. I don't think he has a lot of time for me.
Okay. I feel like you might be a little neglectful. Yeah, okay, I can understand.
No,
I'm so curious and excited to hear what you've got stored up for me.
So now these are all the stipulations. So you have to think about it. All right,
you got a whole bunch of stipulations
for me. Tim Burton's Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer, but at her current age now, which is 54, but in the same call. But she looks real good.
She does look real good.
So Pfeiffer as Catwoman, but now 54. Halle Berry.
So the leather's not quite sticking to the skin anymore.
I feel like she'd look just as good in it. Halle Berry at her peak. So she is doing Catwoman, but it is Halle Berry at her peak. Or Harley Quinn from the animated TV show, and you're going to have to imagine what it's like to fuck a cartoon character, because I can't explain that to you.
Well. All right, so when you first said this, I was originally going to go with marrying the Halle Berry version of Catwoman, because I assumed I'd get to have a lot of sex with her if we got married. But I real quickly came to the realization that getting married to someone does not mean you're having a lot of sex with them.
Right.
So I could just be stuck with this gorgeous woman who gives me blue balls every night.
Who do you want to problem solve with? Who do you want to pay a mortgage with?
Who do I want to pay a mortgage with? You know, I just feel like Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman, at this age, I'm an outliver.
Right.
You get some of that sweet inheritance. The sex will be good for a little while.
She'll want to hold on to you.
She'll want to hold on to me.
You're literally half her age.
And Harley Quinn, I know I'm going to want to murder right after I fuck her.
Okay, so what's your answer?
So I guess my answer has to be, I'd marry Michelle Pfeiffer, have sex with her for a little bit. I would definitely fuck Halle Berry. I mean, despite how terrible that movie
is. It is Halle Berry, yeah.
It is Halle Berry. You probably would have made this a more difficult question for me had it been...
Well, actually, I probably would have gone the same way if it was Michelle Pfeiffer from that Batman.
Right.
Although I might have chosen to have sex with her and marry Halle Berry.
Right, right, right.
But either way, I'm killing Harley Quinn because... She's crazy. You listened to her voice?
I want you to do an impression of what she sounds like when she comes.
Me doing an impression? Mr. J.
All right, I think that just what a perfect ending. That just about wraps up Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
thanks for listening.
Yeah, bye.